880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, strap it in. We're going to have a great show today. We've got Lauren Book. She's calling in from Gainesville. She's on the road. We've got Javier Gonzalez. We're going to talk about eMERGE. We've got my favorite guest from UHealth, Dr. Ashwin Mehta. We're going to talk about how to deal with your stress. But let's get started with Lauren Book calling from Gainesville and Alachua County. Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing good. It was a great day today. It wasn't too rainy. It was pretty hot, but had a great day out here, over 100 walkers, and now we're heading to Fernandina Beach.
Oh, how absolutely awesome. Now, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your upcoming award and speaking engagement from Tracy Morning and the Honey Shine Group. I know that my wife is really excited about going to that event. I hear you got to have a big hat for that.
You do. It's an all-hats-off luncheon, and I'm so excited to attend the event and so honored to be honored by a woman like Tracy Morning and the Honeyshine Ladybug. So very excited about that. Thank you.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, Lauren, let's get right to it. You know, I know why you walk. We're going to talk about why you walk. But the number one thing I want to discuss is that 95% of child abuse can be prevented by education. And you never know when there's a person like that that's living right next to you. And I'm going to tell you a story. The firefighter that was downloading porn in the fire station here in South Florida, that guy lived in my building. And so anybody, anywhere can be one of these people that's looking out to do something to children, and we have to be vigilant.
So absolutely. I think that there's like a misconception out there that it's, you know, a scary, maybe old man who lives behind a dumpster who's going to hurt our kids. And that's just not the reality. 90% of the time, children are abused by someone they know, love, and trust. And they look like you, and they look like me, and they are charming and kind and sweet, and that is how they gain access to our children. And so it's so important that we as adults in children's lives pay attention, that we're talking about these things, we're having open and honest communication with our children. It is so important.
It's okay to tell. That's our theme all the time, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, we just had a survivor today come and share her story for the first time after seeing us on the side of the road. And it's just so important that people realize that it is okay to tell, that that shame and embarrassment that you are holding inside is not for yours to you to carry, and that you can become a thriving survivor and really heal from this. You just need guidance and support, and that is what the Lawrence Kids Foundation is all about.
I'll tell you, Lauren, I've seen you out there working your magic at the group of kids. I've seen the young people stay a little bit after, kind of edge up to you, hold your hand a little bit. And I really think that sometimes you can just tell by looking at the crowd.
That's very true. And you know, I think that sometimes people just need a person that they can trust and that seems kind, and they just want to share. And so we are always happy to be able to provide a loving ear and a shoulder to cry on. And then we refer people to services.
Well, Lauren, if people think that they may know of somebody that's abusing a child, first of all, it's your duty under the law to report that immediately. What do they do?
They call the DCF hotline, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE. That is so important. And you're right, Jim. Florida law was changed 2 years ago and made Florida the only truly mandatory reporting state in the country, which means that it is your duty and obligation. It matters not what your job is or where you work. That you must report, and if you don't, it's a third-degree felony.
Well, listen, I know that you've got supporters all across our community, from Alonzo and Tracy to, I saw Tony Fiorentino wearing one of your Lauren's Kids 42 Million bands last night on the broadcast. So, Lauren, thank you so much for reaching out across the state to protect our children.
Thank you so much, and thanks for checking in. And we would love all of you guys to check out our watch us walking live at lawrencekids.org and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, everybody, protect your kids. Follow Lauren on Facebook and Twitter. Lauren, we'll look forward to your update for next week.
Thanks, Jim. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Oscar, take us away. We'll be back with what's going on here in the tech community with eMERGE back after this.
Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald's Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is April 15th at 7:10 versus the Washington Nationals. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
All right, I just love those guys at the Marlins. Every time they send me the ads, they tell me, and now, Jim, dive right in because they know I love the music. You know what else I love? I love my buddies at Warren Henry. You know why? Because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. I'm going to go off script here for a second because we just had Lauren Book on, and Lauren Book and her Love and Healing license plates. Well, Larry's in, and the guys at Warren Henry, they helped us sign people up for that. Warren Henry is involved in our community. Support our community. You should support them. So what's the Warren Henry Advantage? That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, don't forget to join me at the second annual Spring Single Family Aggregation, the Ariota Rental Forum that IMN is throwing from May 13th to 15th up in Boca. I don't mind driving up to Boca. There's going to be 800 executives, 140 speakers, 200 funds, 34 sessions, 69 exhibitors, and one Jim Fried. In fact, if you go to their website, imn.org, you can go and email them and let them know, give the code JF20, and you get a discount. You can visit their website, you can send them an email, you can call their event specialist at 1-212-224-3428. And I know a lot of people are listening in New York, so I'm going to go slow for the Jets fans. Call them at 1-212-224-3428. Join me. It's going to be an awesome event.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with more Fried on Business, and this segment has an international flavor. In fact, this segment and the next segment, because we're going to do this for two segments. We've got Javier Gonzalez. He's the executive director of eMERGE America. He oversees the day-to-day operations. He helps lead the mission to establish Miami as the technology hub of the Americas, with a specific focus on launching the preeminent technology conference focused on the innovation solutions impacting Latin America, eMERGE Latin America Tech Week. Welcome, Javier.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Excited to be here.
Okay, now remember, talk into the microphone.
Sorry about
that. It won't hurt you. All right, now tell me, you know, I was looking up, I wanted to print out a bunch of stuff and ask you questions, and I must tell you, there were too many pages, too much good stuff to print out, so why don't you roll out a little bit? It's all kinds of events, all kinds of sessions. It's yours.
That's right, yeah. So eMERGE America's Tech Week is really a week-long series of events that we're hosting. It's really exciting. It's something that's never been done down here in Miami, and I'd argue that it's something that's really unique in the world of technology, especially for something that's just in the first year. We have over 120 speakers, and we're talking about some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the tech space are going to be here in Miami for the event. We're going to have 150 companies from all over Latin America, all over Miami, showcasing. These are entrepreneurs.
Oh, I'm getting all hot for this.
Oh, I'm already hot. So
it's
exciting. It's a very exciting time. We got companies from all over the world, the biggest technology companies. It's going to be a real exciting 7 days.
Now, let's take a step back for a minute. This is kind of the genesis and the brains behind this. My old friend Manny Medina. Now, he went out there from putting out the oil wells in Kuwait, came back here, did his real estate thing, came up with this nap, put all the spaghetti wire underneath downtown together. Is that one of the reasons why Miami is a great place for technology, because we got that nap here?
Absolutely. I think one of the key things is this is really a big opportunity for us that we had a chance at this before in terms of Miami as a community becoming a tech hub, and the Napa of the Americas and the construction of that in the early 2000s was a key part of that. And the development that happened at that time with the fiber optic cables coming into Miami, the building of the Napa of the Americas and making us one of the five most connected metropolitan areas in the world, really, is key to what we want to build now moving forward. And really what's happening today from a business perspective is much bigger than even the internet revolution. And that's what we're trying to take advantage of.
Well, it really is. And all the businesses and all the ideas that are coming together, because it's not just technology, it's the things that technology can do for us. And it's something that I'm really very involved with, because it's my goal that we, you know, everybody talks jobs, 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 jobs. I don't really mind the jobs. The jobs will follow the careers. The careers are what the entrepreneurs have, what the business owners have. If we can create a wonderful environment for them to all come together with their money and their ideas and the infrastructure to implement them effectively, I think Miami is poised to take off as the global center of all this stuff.
Oh, you're 100% right, Jim. I mean, I think one of the things that we're very much focused on, and we talk about this all the time, is an ecosystem. And we're really starting to build that as we speak. And that's something that started a couple years ago with our great partners at the Knight Foundation helped spur a lot of that, all of the support of the Miami-Dade County and organizations like Greenberg Traurig. I mean, they've been pushing all of this for the last couple of years. And now what we're seeing is that coming to fruition, where there are entrepreneurs building great companies. There's entrepreneurs from all over the world coming to Miami to set up their businesses. And what will happen is those entrepreneurs will have success. They'll invest in other companies. They'll add jobs. And then they'll build a whole another series of companies. So that's critical. I think the other thing that we're very interested in and very concentrated on is bringing the established companies, the IBMs, the HPs of the world, bringing them, making sure that they have some presence here in order to help fuel those careers, as you said, give a lot of opportunities to people in technology to have a useful career here.
Now, you know, I read in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was, that there's now a lot of universities are having real direct investment from corporations, technology companies, Northrop Grumman at the University of Maryland, if I recall correctly, with the cybersecurity stuff. And you have partnerships with UM, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I think and the key thing is UM, FIU, Miami-Dade College, all of the major educational institutions down here in Miami, they're doing those exact things, and they're working with some of the best organizations and some of the biggest corporations. So it's an exciting time. It's starting to happen now, and it's critical, because you got to start somewhere and build that foundation. And the great thing is the educational leaders are seeing that. It's even happening at the Miami-Dade County Public School level with our Superintendent Carvalho, the board member Curbelo, and all of them. There really is this movement around technology. So it's an exciting time, and we're just really trying to spark that to a whole nother level.
Well, I could feel your excitement, because I think it kind of bled over from me. We need to get you some more Gatorade. Oscar, let's take the break a little early this time, because I want to come back. I want to talk to Javier about some of the different silos of speakers and events that you're going to have. We'll take the next segment to talk about the things people can see and do at Emerge Miami coming up real soon. When is it?
May 1st through 7th.
I wanted to make sure you got that out there. How do they find out more info?
EmergeAmericas.org.
All right, Oscar, take us out and bring us back. All right, the excitement in here is palatable, and it is also palatable whenever I go to Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive into dinner, too, with all-you-can-eat Mondays. Enjoy unlimited KMB Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water starting at just $22. Dive in on April 14th at 7:10 p.m. versus
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873.
Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, we just heard about the Miami Marlins. Well, when you go there, you walk around, you see the U-Health facility, and you know what? You can get rehab at the Miami Marlins. And when you do, it's because you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. The renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Lee Kaplan, and his team at U-Health Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, U-Health Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's also geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I got to calm down here. I'm talking about some really exciting stuff. We're talking about Emerge Miami. It's coming up in early May. We're here with Javier Gonzalez. He's the executive director of Emerge Miami. And I talked in the last segment about how there's so much stuff going on. I try to print it all out to, like talk about it here, and I just couldn't print it all out. So, Javi, it's all you. Give it to me.
Yeah, so I think what the main part of what we're building is really a focus on how technology and innovation is transforming industries, right? So we're focused on industries, whether it's healthcare, and we're going to have we're going to have folks like Dr. Lee Kaplan that we just talked about from the University of Miami. We're going to have all kinds of different folks that are leading innovation, whether it's Dr. Kinney, who's the president of Miami Children's Hospital, and all the amazing things he's doing with telemedicine and different areas. We're going to be talking about media and entertainment. We're going to be talking about financial services, the risks with cybersecurity, and all of the different data breaches that are going on a daily basis. These are really the topics of the day, Jim. And again, these represent a significant dollar opportunity in the technology industry, and it's something really for us as a community to take advantage of.
No doubt. I mean, while you're sitting here talking, and I'm taking the pictures on an iPhone, which didn't even exist just a few years ago, with all these smoking apps, which the app guys make money. I've been doing stuff on my iPad. Technology touches us everywhere. Even my mom, 76-year-old mom, has to deal with technology. She doesn't like it, but she does. And part of these guys' jobs is to make it so it's okay, so she's calm, that's all I tell her, to calm down. Technology's okay. What are some of the things that we're going to see? What are some of the breakout sessions?
Yeah, so you're going to hear sessions that cover everything from whether it's fraud and how that's impacting all of the financial services companies. You're going to hear about, we're going to have some of the most successful entrepreneurs talking about how they successfully made it, whether they're Latin American. There's some of the local guys who are doing some great things, like Albert Santalo from CareCloud, and many, many others. And actually, one of our close friends, and I know this is going to get you a little excited here, Jim, is a Pitbull. So Armando Christian Perez.
Oh, how totally cool.
Yeah, he's going to be on our stage. He's going to be talking about, what he's really building as from a business empire
perspective.
Dude's
a brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And how he's gotten there. What are his plans for the future? So it's going to be really exciting. I mean, you're going to be able to dive into the most important topics in technology. So it's going to be a great time.
Well, one of the really low-tech implications of the high-tech expansion is real estate. What's going on in Wynwood, they're having development. These people, they all want to live in like Wynwood, and then they're going to have to find places to live. They're going to work. So it's exploding in Edgewater because of these guys. And also, we're seeing that the office space is being sucked up and occupied dramatically. So there's an incredible impact on real estate values here. Everybody talks about art and the impact on real estate values, Art Basel, blah, blah, blah. This could be Art Basel for real estate only technology.
Oh, you hit it right on the head, because one of the things that we've always thought about and looked at when we started with the idea of Emerge America's Tech Week was Art Basel. And you look at the impact that's had on our community from an economic development perspective. Think about technology. Just like you said, your mom is using it. My mom is using it. My grandmother's using it, right? So it's,
you can say abuela on this show.
Abuela Mata and Abuela Clara, they're all using it.
All right.
So it's very important, and it's going to have a significant. We had a study done. It's tens of thousands of jobs, Jim. It's billions of dollars under GDP, and it's going to impact every industry, whether it's real estate or any other one that you're talking about.
And it's high quality, high paying. And now they're finally seem to get it in Miami-Dade County where they're actually targeting the education for this. I had always wanted them to have a clean room education facility up in Overtown, Little Haiti, somewhere where the people that truly need the high paying, high quality, just jobs can work for people that have excellent careers and have job security, pay taxes, build our country, send their kids to school and live the American dream. All from just moving here to Miami.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why it's important that we tackle this from both the entrepreneurs and the legacy companies, because the truth of the matter is the University of Miami, Florida International University, they're producing good graduates. We need to give them the opportunities to stay here. And that's happening right now as we speak. Again, we're at the beginning of this, so it's only going to grow from here. And again, Emerge America's Tech Week is really going to take us to a whole other level.
See, I'm making the circle with the line in it. You're going to put it in front and we're going to go brain drain. No brain drain.
That's right.
No brain drain in Miami. We want everybody to stay here, thrive here. It's such a wonderful place. I was talking to my family, you know, they're up in Atlanta, which is the Sun Belt. It's a wonderful climate. I said, I don't know what I would do if it was more than 50 degrees, if it was less than 50 degrees for more than a few days. Miami is just the most wonderful place. And we have such great infrastructure, culture, arts, entertainment. It's just amazing. And now with this technology expansion, are you going to talk about some of the entertainment stuff and technology?
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to touch. I mean, we're really focused on being, I mean, we are Miami, right? We are fun. And we're going to be very focused on making sure that all the thousands of people that we're expecting to come to this event are going to have a great time. We're going to have parties up and down Lincoln Road on Sunday, May 4th. On May 5th, we're going to be basically taking out the whole New World Center on Miami Beach.
Awesome. Yeah. Is that like Cinco de Mayo?
That's right. That's right. So we're going to have...
I got the gringo thing going
here.
We're going
to have all kinds of bands. We'll have some for the gringos and some for the Latins, you know. So it's gonna be a lot of fun, you know. And we want to make sure that people are making connections in Miami and they come here thinking technology for the first time. And we really start this as the strong establishment of Miami as that tech hub for the entire region.
I'm so very excited that we got off on that riff about this being the Art Basel of technology, because gotta hand it to the guys that started Art Basel, guys like Craig Robbins, that really brought the arts here to Miami. And I've seen it with all the high net worth people that I do business with. They all just go gaga for that. In fact, if they don't call it the right way, the Art Basel, if they call Art Basel, then we don't let them in. Then we tell them, oh, don't come. Until you understand what it is, you can't come. Yeah. But I've seen it. I've seen people get high quality, high paying careers out of Art Basel. So this is absolutely important. High five to you and Manny. When did Manny start coming up with these ideas?
So this idea really started when I was with Manny for many years at Terramark, after we were a technology company, and it was always a frustration for us. You know, we were great.
I worked in your office building.
That's right. That's right. And we were, we had a lot of great success, but this thing of us being based in Miami was always something that we had to kind of fight against. But now, again, that's starting to change. So and we think that this idea, which started about a year and a half ago after the sale of Terramark to Verizon, and we really started working in earnest again with some of the community leaders like Mayor Jimenez, like Jared Davis from Greenberg Traurig, Matt Hagman from the Knight Foundation, Commissioner Suarez from the City of Miami.
More shout-outs. Give me more shout-outs.
That's right. I mean, the key here is everybody came together.
It sounds like it's a fusion, just like
absolutely.
The City of Miami is. You've
absolutely.
Got the Anglos, you've got all the different the different communities. It seems like all banding together.
Exactly. Everybody came together, and this was about a year and a half ago, and now it's really, we've built this platform, and now what we just really want is everybody to come out. We've built something that's exciting, that's going to bring the latest and greatest in technology. We're going to have a great time. And now we just want everybody to come in and basically flood the Miami Beach Convention Center May 1st through 7th and really experience what the future has to hold.
Now, what do you think might happen for next year? I don't want to get too far, but are there plans to expand for next year? Because, you know, Art Basel got started in a singular location at the Convention Center.
That's right. That's right.
And then it started to have all of these satellite events that were sanctioned. And then you know you're successful when you get the satellite events that are unsanctioned.
That's right.
I got to just say it. It's Miami.
That's right. So actually, this idea started with we're going to do 2 days. That was going to be the length of the event. And we've already grown it out to one entire week of events. And the idea is this is going to be an annual event. This is something that we're starting with from a base this year that's only going to grow. And if you look at the fact that we have probably 163 participating companies. I mean, and it really boggles the mind when you think about the names.
Who are some of the stakeholders?
Yeah,
give me some names.
There's IBM, there's HP, Cisco, JP Morgan, American Airlines, the healthcare companies like Baptist. It's going in every single industry. It's deep in these industries. JP Morgan, Citi, Wells Fargo.
So they're coming to talk about financing.
Yep.
So there's going to be real strong finance. So if somebody has an idea, They can go talk and be mentored by one of these executives. It sounds like really awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have, you know, VCs from Silicon Valley, New York, coming all down here. I mean, they're thirsty for these markets. They're thirsty for new ideas and new opportunities. And that's what we're providing, really. I mean, when you talk about 115 startup companies, with half of them coming from South America and the Caribbean, the other half coming from Miami, this is exposure that they can't get anywhere else. You know,
it's merging.
Absolutely.
Emerging and merging. It's coming together here in Miami. What are the dates again?
May 1st through 7th, Miami Beach Convention Center and other parts all over Miami, the Miami area.
And where do people get the info?
So if you go to emergeamericas.org, you'll see all of our great list of speakers, all the different celebrations that we're going to be having. You'll be able to register there. And it's really got all of the information that you could ever want.
Now, what if a young person who's listening wants to get involved? Can they come too?
100%, yeah. So we're working very closely, like I said, with the universities, but even at the grade school, the high school level, we're going to have the STEM Tech Olympiad there with a competition. We got the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship, NIFTY. They're going to have a business plan competition for high school students. We're inviting kids from different groups all over it's going to be something that's really, again, we've built something that we think is really exciting. We want the entire community to come in and be a part of what is the beginning of the next Art Basel that's going to have an even bigger impact on our community.
Now, I know that the Knight Foundation is one of your big sponsors and one of your big backers.
100%.
What's some of the role and vision that you're trying to roll out for the Knight Foundation?
Well, so the Knight Foundation, I mean, what they've done over the last 2 years is really helped to transform this community. They've been funding organizations, events, meetings. Really, we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for what's been going on with Alberto Ibargüen and Matt Hagman's leadership here in Miami. It's been absolutely critical. And again, to their credit, they were one of the first ones to raise their hands and say, we're in. We want to support this effort 100%. Whether it's co-working spaces like the Lab Miami, it's organizations like Venture Hive, Refresh Miami. I mean, these are all this is the foundation on which this kind of tech ecosystem is being built on, and it's absolutely critical that they've been there.
Now, we're going to probably repurpose this to New York, so you got to go a little slow this time when you give out how people can find out about the event. We've only got a couple of minutes. We've been rolling through because we had so much data. We're all hyped up. It's Miami, so we're all here on Cafe Cubano and having a great time, but now I want to make sure that everybody takes a minute. This is really serious stuff. This is what we're going to grow the future of our community on. It's evolved since I've been here from agriculture and tourism to finance and real estate and now technology. So give it to them one more time, how they can get the info and where they need to go.
Yeah, so they need to go to emergeamericas.org, and you go on that website, you'll see the agenda, you'll see our list of speakers, all the celebrations. I really encourage everybody to come out and support what is going to be kind of a game-changing event for this community.
Javi, I can't thank you and Manny really investing in our community. You know, you could have cashed out with the thing with Verizon. You could have gone on, you know, fishing trip. But Manny, you know, he's a great American and a great American story. Maybe we'll get him on sometime to talk more about his story. Entrepreneur, one of the top entrepreneurs in Miami, Manny Medina. Javi, thanks so much for coming out and telling us all about Emerge Miami. We look forward to seeing you and Manny and the rest of the team back here talking about what a great event it was in a few weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Oscar, take us away.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. You know, we've been talking about technology here for the whole first segment with Emerge Miami, and technology is what they offer you at Warren Henry. You know, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park.
And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald's Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is April 15th at 7:10 versus the Washington Nationals. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Hey, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. So with a UHealth Executive Physical, that's exactly what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from a personal concierge to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you've access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays continue on the Dolphin Expressway. Westbound is slow in between 95 and the Palmetto. Now there's an eastbound crash at Galloway. It's on the entrance ramp blocking the right lane. You'll find delays on 95 trying to get out of downtown. And southbound 95 at delays in the Golden Glades. Crash now on the turnpike in the Golden Glades. Broward County slowing down northbound 95 headed towards Commercial Boulevard. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, you heard us talking about eMERGE Miami and all the technology. Well, you know, UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, they bring you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. They've got a gorgeous facility up there. I've been there. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You may have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to their community, to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. Stick with us, because we're going to have Dr. Ashwa Mehta right after this segment, because he works at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care. We're going to talk about reducing your stress. So if you're in that traffic jam, hold on for one more minute. Hey, if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover at UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So, discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
All right. We want to bring on one of our favorite guests from UHealth. It's Dr. Ashwin Mehta. Dr. Mehta, he puts with all the big things that they do at UHealth, what Dr. Mehta does is he puts them all together. He integrates them all. Welcome, Ashwin Mehta, to our show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
It's my pleasure. Now, we heard in the traffic update that there's a lot of stress going on out there in Miami. Let's talk about how people can reduce some of that stress today.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, you know, I start with the breathing. You know, breathing is so important. Deep breaths. You know, when we get stressed, we have a tendency to take shallow breaths. And in fact, you know, if we've been sitting behind a desk for a number of hours or behind the wheel of a car for a number of hours during the day, that can be stressful. Oftentimes, just improving the posture, sitting up straight, getting up in the chair, and taking a few slow, deep breaths is so imperative. It's so important to one's health. So to take a time out like that periodically during the day, it really helps with stress and stress management.
So when somebody says, hey, hold on, take a deep breath, they're not kidding.
No, they're not kidding. You know, it's interesting because how the breath goes, the mind follows. When we're excited, when we're angry, when we're frustrated, we just naturally take shallower breaths. So starting with the breathing is a really good first step to relieving stress.
Now, a lot of people start their day off, they work out, they hit the coffee, they hit the road. I mean, shouldn't they at least take a couple minutes for themselves to just kind of relax and get a figure on what they're going to try to do that day?
Well, that's a great point, Jim. You know, I call it setting the intention for the day. We're always in go mode, you know, and sleep. I'm a sleep subspecialist at University of Miami and, working with at the Integrative Medicine Department at Sylvester. You know, it's important to have a little bit of space in our day. And, sleep reminds us of the importance of space in our day. It's important to set the intention for the day. So in the morning time to have some kind of a mindfulness practice. Now, mindfulness is a word that's been getting a lot of press. It's a concept that's been getting a lot of press lately. Mindfulness isn't one thing. Mindfulness is actually a family of methods. Everything from breathing exercises, guided imagery, creative visualization, traditional forms of meditation, even devotional practices such as prayer. All of these things have been found to have a really beneficial effect on our mindset. And so if we begin the day with this kind of a practice, and, you know, some of the other things that you mentioned, like getting a workout in the morning, well, that's a really good thing. A mindfulness practice can actually follow a workout or come before a workout. But I think that, you know, having some kind of a routine and a time and place every single day where you can set the intention for the day and really just relax. It's so important to relieve stress and good for one's health as well.
Well, I must admit that I came into the station today, took about 10 minutes to relax on the couch and came out firing in our first segment. And now just talking to you, it's got an immediate mellowing effect. We're talking about breathing and stress. How about food?
Well, you know, maintaining good health, one of the best ways to alleviate stress is to prevent stress from setting in our lives. And maintaining good health, you know, a lot of challenging health concerns can contribute to our stress levels. The health concerns of our family members can contribute to our stress levels. So it's really important. Preventative maintenance is really important, and good nutrition is part of that preventative wellness. Sometimes we turn to unhealthy foods during stressful episodes, and so I think that, you know, instead of going on diets have a beginning and an end and somewhere a failure in between. I think just maintaining a healthy lifestyle, eating a predominance of whole foods, plant-based foods that includes fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, seeds, whole grains. These kinds of foods they're healing foods, they're anti-inflammatory foods, and they're foods that the body knows what to do with. Things like refined sugars, processed foods, animal proteins, even excess consumption of dairy. A lot of these things can contribute to inflammation in the body, and that's not good. And that can contribute to stress in indirect ways.
I got to tell you, you're going through all of the things in my diet, and I'm going through what happens to me after I eat them. And I must tell you, it's amazing sometimes, Dr. Mehta, on how right you are. Now, you mentioned a little bit about people getting stressed over their family. So I must believe that family and interpersonal relationships cause a big role here, too.
Oh, it's so key. It's really important to have healthy relationships. You know, at the Cancer Center, we see this at Sylvester on a daily basis. I'm inspired by the personal stories of my clients and their families. They're really inspiring in their effort, in their motivation. The effect that the stress that family members' health concerns can cause on ourselves raises a really important point. It's called caregiver fatigue. And caregiver fatigue is something that so many Americans who are taking care of multiple generations, not only younger kids at home, but also older generations, can often feel the effect of this caregiver fatigue. And for this group of people, I think think that, you know, having a daytime mindfulness practice is so very important, and managing that stress is so very important. So it's, you know, family members can, you know, we're all in it together, you know, we're not isolated. And that really is so much more pronounced in the healthcare setting.
Well, you're talking about family members and caregivers, and we've got a special call here on the line. One of my family members, I guess it's my virtual co-host today, wants to talk about how she's been giving care to me while I've been recovering from my back surgery. We got a caller out there?
Yes,
Miss Vivian Freed, my wife. Go ahead, honey.
Hi, Vivian.
I want to thank Dr. Mehta for all his advice and being with me through the hardest times of my life. I can't thank you enough, Doctor. Everything you've told me, everything you've helped me with, I can't believe it's been 3-4 months and I'm so much better. I owe so much to you. I want everyone who has stress or anything to go to you and see you because you are the cure. You're the best. I love you, Dr. Mehta.
Thank you so much, Vivian. I appreciate that. And, you
everything.
Know,
my relationship taking... with my husband.
Oh, hold it now, honey. We don't need to talk about that on the radio.
So everything you've done for me, Dr. Mehta, you are wonderful, and everyone needs to go see you. I think everyone has
that.
A little
Thank
stress
you so
in
much,
their life.
Vivian.
Well, you know.
Well, you inspire me. You inspire me, Vivian. You know, you've got tremendous spirit. And, you know, it's taking care of people like you that make my work so meaningful at UM.
And I owe it all to you. Thank you, Dr. Mehta.
Okay. I'm the third wheel here, but I got to say is that she's absolutely right, Dr. Mehta. She was really slipping off the deep end until she got together with you. And I'll say it this way, your integrative team over there, all your whole team, you and Judy and the rest of them that work together at UHealth. Oscar, how much time do we have? We got 1 minute. Dr. Mehta, how do people get in touch with you and the rest of your team over there?
Well, you know, to set up an appointment with me, you can call the Cortella Center at Sylvester. The phone number is 305-243-4129. We have a brand new website out, and that's at Sylvester, the Sylvester main page. You can find us there. And, you know, the most important thing is, you know, getting good exercise, good sleep, good nutrition, and using a mindfulness practice every single day. Those are the core aspects of integrative medicine. And, you know, I wish all the best of health to all of you out there.
Well, Dr. Mehta, we look forward to having you on a little bit more regularly. We're going to go to work on that. I want to remind everybody that right after this, our next segment is going to be me, and I'm going to disgorge some of the things in my mind. So get ready. Enjoy yourself, Dr. Mehta. Thank you to you and your team at UHealth for making our lives better and the lives of a lot of other people better, too.
I appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, Oscar, take us away, and then I'm going to be back, and I'm going to talk about some of the things that are on my mind. Oh, my gosh.
Please help me. Now and now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure.
Well, you heard my wife give the high five to Dr. Mehta, and I want to tell you is that everybody at UHealth is just terrific. They've changed the lives of my wife and myself for the better. Dr. Mehta, Dr. Sherman, all the guys over there that work with us, we can't thank you enough. And, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry Family Auto Dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more when I leased my Infinities from them. I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits that they call the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something. I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, we talked to Lauren Book at the beginning of the show to talk about why she walked and why we walk with her. And one of the things we pointed out was how the firefighter that was just arrested for downloading child porn in the station, well, I worked out next to that guy in my gym just a couple couple of weeks ago. So it could be just anybody. And, you know, we walk to end sexual abuse and to heal survivors. That's why we walk. I want to give a shout out to Coach Tony Fiorentino for wrapping his teal LK awareness band last night. You could see him on the pregame show. Our mission, to prevent sexual abuse through awareness and education and to help heal survivors with guidance and support. You got to go to www.lawrencekid.org. April is Sexual Awareness, Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Find out how you can help support survivors in your local community. Go to www.warrenskids.org. Let's all make a difference in Florida together.
Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive into dinner, too, with all-you-can-eat Mondays. Enjoy unlimited KMB Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water starting at just $22. Dive in on April 14th at 7:10 p.m. versus the Washington Nationals. Get your tickets at Marlins.com today. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I want to thank all of our guests that we've had today. Awesome from UHealth with Dr. Mehta. He's just one of the best assets our community has. And before that, we had the folks from Emerge Miami. And I want to talk a little bit about what Emerge Miami means to me. It's an indication of the continuing growth and maturation of my hometown and my community here in South Florida. I grew up here. And when I grew up here, you know, you had farming, you had trade, tourism. Not so much trade. It was used to be like raw materials and durable goods that would go down to Latin America. Now it's more consumer goods as we evolve. Dade County, the west part of Dade County, west of Palmetto, there was not much. Now we have the city of Doral out there. It's just amazing. Doral just used to be a golf course. And we've seen an increasing educational support here throughout our community, increasing business support. We've got people out front in our community. There's women leaders now. There weren't back in the day. There's Hispanic and African-American and Caribbean-American leaders and Latin American leaders here in South Florida. We didn't have that back then. It was really one-dimensional. I don't want to go into any discussions on what happened, but the reality is that Miami's in the right place. If you take a look in the map and you look at those big maps that have all the different parts and continents, you'll see that the city of Miami is strategically placed in the middle of the world. We are right in the center. That's what Manny Medina found when he built the map of Miami out here. We brought all the internet and cables here and got it all concentrated in Miami. Hey, just only a few years ago, Wynwood was nothing more than the thing that was on the other side of the big Florida East Coast Railroad rail yard. And what was that? That was just a bunch of containers. Now it's thousands of condos and apartments. Hundreds of square feet of vibrant retail. I'll be going there on Saturday to shop. And on the other side, you have Wynwood, the funky, thriving beat of Miami's tech community and entrepreneurial community. Guys like Joe First and Tony Goldman and Dave Lombardi, what they've done out there is just absolutely outstanding. To the north of that, the re-emerging design district with Craig Robbins and the rest of his team at DACRA. And now what's going along, Biscayne Boulevard is finally poised to take its place among the great thoroughfares in Miami. It'll be the continuation and actually the amplification of what happened at Brickell Avenue. What will happen on Biscayne Boulevard, what's happening today, is just absolutely phenomenal. And as all of these economic forces come together, what does it do? It benefits me. Got to say it. I'm in commercial real estate. I sell sites for those condos. I help put the financing together for the apartment buildings. I sell the office buildings. I buy and trade in the shopping centers. And we develop hospitality as well. So I am blessed to have placed myself in front of the tsunami that is the changing vibe of Miami. But it used to be that just real estate would be the only place you could be. Now you can be in all kinds of different things. Technology. You can be in international trade. You can be in, I said technology, but education. And now what also we're starting to see is healthcare. Healthcare is emerging as a very strong pillar of our economy, thanks to people like Pascal Goldschmidt at UHealth. So as Miami continues to grow, we get all of these different legs of the stool. It used to only be one or two, and it was very cyclical. Tourism was only cyclical. Then we, you know, only in the quote unquote season. And then I remember, wow, those Latin Americans came and their winter is in our summer. So they come here in the off season. And you used to see the parades of the Brazilians walking around downtown. And they used to go shop at my wife's family business in downtown Miami, where they were the ones that sold Danskins, and they would line up. And my wife used to tell the people how gorgeous they looked, and she spoke Spanish, and they loved her. And what a salesman. Look, my wife, you know she's a great salesman. She closed me, didn't she? So the emerging evolution of Miami is just something. It's an international phenomenon. We are the place to be here in Miami. And now we've got the educational facilities. You've got FIU in downtown. You've got Miami-Dade downtown. You've got everything out in West Dade, North Dade. I mean, for goodness sakes, the FIU campus in North Miami Beach, well, when I was growing up, that was a Superfund site right next to a drive-in movie theater that showed flicks that we can't talk about on this station. Now it's a hub of innovation and growth where we're training the leaders of our community for the future right here in Miami. And we are not going to allow this brain drain that's been going on for years to continue. We're now developing opportunities financially, physically, emotionally, economically, educationally. All of the things are coming together and they're focusing here in Miami. South Dade, North Dade. I'll give Broward and Palm Beach County their props too, because each one of the different counties and each one of the different neighborhoods has something different to offer. And if we can continue to take a regional perspective, the sky's the limit. Now, what's a problem around here? We all know it's our transportation infrastructure, but what I've been working on is a bunch of what we call transit-oriented developments that focus on capitalizing on being close to the transit stops. Soon you're going to see a Long Island Railroad type of situation here in South Florida. Everything from all aboard Florida, which will take us from Miami to Palm Beach to Orlando to Tampa, to just what's going to happen on the FEC Eastern Corridor, just up and down those railroad tracks just west of Biscayne Boulevard. What's going on here? The transformation's amazing. You heard us talking with the folks at eMERGE Miami. You heard us talking to the folks from UHealth about how you can improve your life. These are the kinds of things that are coming to South Florida. And hey, it's time to take a big bite of those opportunities. It's time to really take a look and find out how you can get your piece of the action. Get an education, focus, keep your nose clean, network, meet people, be accretive to the process, because as we all pull together as a community, the opportunities are unlimited. The people here, I mean, for goodness sakes, I sat yesterday and talked to a guy about a real estate deal. Turns out the guy was on the Mariel boat lift, went to UF, went to Harvard, became a developer, a big shot. I'm telling you, the path to the American dream travels right through the city of Miami, and I am proud to be a part of it. I am proud to help chronicle it. Now, I want to thank our guests. I want to thank the people that made this possible. Of course, I want to thank the folks from eMERGE Miami. I want to thank Lauren Book. I want to thank Coach Ron Book. I want to thank all those people for helping protect our most valuable assets, our children. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, because without Warren Henry, our sponsor from almost the beginning, this show wouldn't be possible. UHealth, another sponsor almost from the beginning. Thank you, because we're not running for office. We're looking to make South Florida a better place. The NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Brewster Kell, Social Media 305, Lauren's Kids, Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Miami Dolphins, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida, UHealth. But most importantly, thank you to our listeners, because without you, none of this would be possible. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, give me comments. What do you think about what I just said? Weigh in. Tell me what you're thinking, people. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. This show will be up on our website, www.friedonbusiness, tomorrow, and the segments will be available probably the day after. So, we'll be back next week, and remember, This is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The others find an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. This is Jim Fried, 880 AM, Fried on Business, Oscar.
They say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. What out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street, he drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman?